What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Hey, Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay.
Hey, I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he, the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you live from 6 feet away and undisclosed locations. We are Spike on the Mic Show. We're here to put some knocking nothings and some something in your eardrum to make entertain you and make you tap your feet, and you might even learn something. Can't promise that part, but you might learn something. So, when I say we, let me tell you who we are. These are the resistance fighters. The guy that's putting the sounds through your eardrums. Later, call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like bacon grease to a frying pan.
Ooh, that is nice. That is nice. And you guys would notice, if you was here on the premium show hour, we almost were not here today. We almost weren't here, but we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. He is the Hollywood himself, the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who, through might and main, arrived here in time for the show.
We appreciate that. Appreciate that. All right. And also, it's a guy who knows more than anybody else, or he thinks he does. We like to call him the one, the only, William Smuts. William Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like humidity to a Florida summer evening. Yeah! Oh.
Is it still summertime? I thought. Anyway.
Until September 21st. Yeah, it's the autumnal Averna, or was it? No, it's the what is it? Yeah, no, it's the vernal, but it's not the equinox. What is it? It's the
autumnal.
Autumnal equinox.
Damn it. They go
with vernal's the summer.
They go with the big A word. I didn't mean to question you how you were sticking, because everybody has their own reason to stick. And I didn't question PW's. He was greasy, so I didn't question his stick. I shouldn't question your stick. All right. So speaking of questioning things, this is the man here who likes to haul gas, and we don't even ask him about it. We don't even question about it. He is the one. Gas man, how you sticking?
Boy, you've another one this, who can't unmute
doing
himself.
This for years, doing this for years.
I know.
You're supposed to read my lips. I'm sticking like disappointment to the Florida State Seminoles football team. Oh, who lost, man, to a less than division Jackson? I've been walking around with a bag on my head, so that's why I'm sticking disappointed.
I turned that game off to watch something else because I figured it was one. Whoops.
I would think most Florida State fans, after watching it, maybe walking around with a plastic bag on their head.
Yeah.
Well, I would if I didn't have to go to work the next day. I needed to be alive for that, but I thought about it.
Well, somebody else who might want to put a bag on her head, because she's a Florida State relate person.
She's a Seminole.
Yeah.
Alumni?
Alumni. That's the word I couldn't.
There you go.
She is Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like bacon grease to my thighs.
Wait, man.
Whoa. That doesn't sound sticky.
Serious.
No, it's fattening. So yeah. My thighs, it's you know, fattening food that's making my
if
thighs.
If you eat enough bacon grease.
Yeah, where was your grease?
Mine was on the frying pan.
Oh, the frying pan. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because you can't have grease everywhere, okay?
No.
And Billy Spike thought you were Florida State aluminum. That's what he was saying.
That's what he thought. Yes. He wasn't sure.
She's an aluminum.
I'm a Florida State aluminum.
Yeah, I was going to say call her a can for short, but I knew that wasn't right.
But anyway, this applies for a Florida State football team right now.
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
That's from Greece.
Athletic supporters get the job done.
From Greece.
That's Florida State's new motto.
Yeah. Athletic supporters get the job done. So
yeah.
That's right. Yep. They hold everything up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you imagine on their day off, they go home and smell. I mean, they get off work. They smell like work. So anyway.
So I think that's a new slogan. The Spike and the Mike Show, the only show that will tell you how athletic supporters smell.
Yeah. That's true. Not many shows will do that.
I think I can get that on a billboard.
That'll turn some heads on a billboard. I promise you that.
We have a lot of things that the Spike on the Mic Show should put on a billboard or a T-shirt.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to get the world to do what? Speak Spike. That's all we need, because the world will be a better place, and the world, singing Spike, will be a better someone for me and you and all that kind of good stuff. All right. I'm getting ahead of myself. Well, now that I've introduced the resistance fighters, let's go ahead and tell you a little a bit about the show. This is, ladies and gentlemen, Tampa Bay's award-deserving only road show where we like to pick up hitchhikers and we like to let them drive. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's
813-699-3900.
Yeah, really, because we are a caller-driven show. Now, I must preface this by saying a lot of times I have to pull the damn car over because these people in the back seat, they become rowdy, rudely, and unattentive towards what we're talking about. Sometimes they're hanging out the window, they call it, and so sometimes we have to pull this car over to try to get everything back in order, but we fight and go through the train, through the pain. So while we're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, this Spike on the Mic Show likes to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Ooh.
Whew. Man, that was a lean. I was leaning right, leaning left.
Yeah, Spike fell over.
Stage left, stage right. Boys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, no.
He's got Mr. Pooh.
Yeah, why
Mr. Hanky.
Mr. Howdy
ho, Mr. Hanky.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. I just, because a gas man held up his plushie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's my little stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still a master of the claw drop game. Like when my daughter was little, you ever seen a claw drop game where you get the animals out? I'm still really good at that. Oh, I got my daughter a whole bed full of those things, and I get these all the time. So, yeah, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I have no idea where I got this.
Looks like it came from a claw machine. I hope that's where. Well, with that being said, we have to do some more housekeeping. So let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Uh-oh, here we go. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show a new sponsor, MOA Mortgaging. PW, that's what it is, right?
You just saw it. It said it right there.
Yeah, well, I'll be hearing from them. But yeah, they're jumping on the bandwagon and they're helping out the Spike on the Mic Show, which is great because now you guys should check your Venmo accounts more often now. Maybe, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because I just ruined the name of the dang thing. But, you know, you can always go to the SpikeOnTheMic.com website and see that. But We always welcome anybody that wants to get their name hollered out and shouted out at least once a week on the Spike on the Mic show. And now, continuing on, we have to do what we call a cow chip, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the cow chip of the week.
Oh, God, it was my stomach, I think.
Harry, this is something that I did not know, I didn't think about, but I guess it goes on in life. And this is a cow chip that you guys can take amongst your travels and tell everybody in case that ever comes up. Do you guys know what happens when a body is cremated? The answer is yes.
It burns up.
But now, what happens to a body that is going to be cremated that has a titanium hip or knee replacement? This is something that I did not know, and this is what CalChip News. If you have a titanium parts in your body, those things are have to be removed by a large hand or by a magnet out of the body, because I guess the titanium will not burn up in the furnace. So they remove that titanium, and it can't be reused, which I thought was odd. So they usually use it for car parts or road signs, recyclable as road signs. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is some cow chip news.
Can I arrange to get my wife's titanium knee?
I guess you can put it in, save it as a keychain.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Have a big lump of titanium hanging around your neck.
Why wouldn't they just retrieve it out of the ashes after the fire?
Right. Do they have to? Are they required to take it out of the body before they burn it?
That's what the cow chip said. It says because it won't. Well, they said it won't burn up in the ash.
Yeah, it won't burn. But I would think that they would just burn it and then. I don't know.
Take it out. Yeah.
Take it out after.
Who'd be digging through the ashes? I think you just put it in a jar and give it to somebody. I don't. All right, listen. But also. Bonus cow chip news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Bonus chip. It was two drops. Pacemakers, on the other hand, must also be removed. And I think this is secondary to dumb reason. A pacemaker also has to be removed because they say that the intense heat causes the battery in the pacemaker to explode.
To explode, yeah. Oh, yeah, so, I believe that.
Yeah, but so? It's in a doggone fire, furnace. What's going to happen?
Blow up the furnace.
It could damage the furnace.
Yeah.
It's that kind of explosion. It's not just like a pop. It could actually damage the furnace.
Yeah.
Wow. So that furnace is that doggone sensitive.
No, batteries are that explosive.
Uh-oh. I'm going to do a wonder what will happen if next time I'm in Lake City.
All right. So that means I got to make sure mom's knee is replaced, taken out, and
yeah,
so you got to pay for surgery on a dead body to get the pacemaker out.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I'm just asking. How else do you get out? Surgery to put it in?
Well,
when you have to perform surgery to get it out.
Well, no, but the person that you know the mortuary, they already embalm people, so they cut them open and do things. So. They could just take him out when they cut them open and do stuff.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Go ahead, a voice.
I'm pretty sure Spike said they take it out with a big magnet, didn't you?
Yeah, but not me. The people who have magnets.
I don't think titanium is magnetic.
And I'm pretty sure the titanium knee is like embedded in the bone.
Yeah.
So a magnet wouldn't just pull it out. You'd have to wrestle it out.
That's what surprised me.
Well, see, that's called, excuse me, that's what called cow chip news.
Yes. Maybe it's removed with a magnet from the ashes.
Oh,
see? So that's what the voice is saying. Yeah, well.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, y'all. Okay, cow chip news. You can use that in your travels, all right?
Oh, wait, I've got a cow chip for you.
Ooh, what's your cow chip?
Just, you know, for whether I want to refinance or purchase, I'm going to check out with MOA Mortgage because they are fantastic over in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, where did that come from? All right.
Is that the same MOA way? I've heard so many good things about.
Yeah, MOA mortgage, absolutely. St. Petersburg, they're fantastic. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. I mean, if you've already got it and you just want to refi your home, you can. Or if you're looking for a new home, maybe you're renting. Maybe you're looking for that place to go that they'll be able to help you out. I heard about them on the Spike and the Mike show.
Oh, maybe we should have the Smuts read a line, a one-liner for them. Good job, MOA.
Hey.
Spike.
I'm terrible.
Pay no attention to the host.
All right, well, in continuing to educate you mofos and your resistant fighters.
You know, you can also go to www.moa.capital and they can help you out. Or you can call them at 877-415-3330. So just in case you were wondering, Spike.
And I was.
I know.
So wondering, and I probably give you a phone call after the show was over, send you some more money. All right, no, forget that. Let me go and continue to educate you guys with what I like to call the big A word of the day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Big A word of the day. Now, as per usual, I was going to say per capital, but that ain't right.
No. It's MOA capital.
Yeah. I'm going to, I got to send him this clip. I am going to play the word.
No, don't.
Yeah, really don't. I'm gonna play this word how many times, PW?
Three times.
And I want to play it three times before the resistance fighters jump in there and interrupt me so you won't be able to hear it. And we want to find out, do you know what this big A word of the day is? And the day's word is
Lilum. Lilum. Lilum.
Big A word. Ah, I like that. Lilum.
W-A-I-L-O-M. W-H-I-L-O-M. Wylam. Oh,
wait. Okay, you changed the spelling. W-H-I-L-O-M.
Wylam. Yes.
You didn't change
Wylam. All right, I'm putting it in the chat.
There you go. Good job. Okay. So, resistant fighters, do you guys have any idea what Wylam is? And I started with you, P-W's.
Absolutely not.
Smart?
I think so.
Right. What's a girl named Billy's?
No, I don't believe I know it.
I guess one man.
Waylon Jennings' illegitimate son, Wylam Jennings.
Could be.
I don't know what it means.
I think I knew it at one time.
But I answer. And now the reason we're here, he has to know it. Voice of Reason, do you know what Wylam is?
What's Abner's most asked question?
Wylam?
No, I don't.
Oh. All right. Well, for our listeners, you guys will have to stick around for another 42 minutes. And find out what's happening. So,
oh yeah. Sure, I do, only because I had it in a spelling bee like in seventh grade. So I think I may have known it one time.
Oh, that's cool.
Used to, maybe.
All right. Well, then we'll stick around and tell you whether you can tell us whether you were right or wrong, right or right. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh, my word. We're actually off to having an actual topic on the Spike on the Mike show.
Hey, before I do that, do you guys think that we maybe should change the topic changing music or do something? Maybe somehow change how we transition?
Absolutely not. This is a tradition that we're going to stick with forever.
I love this democracy. Love the democracy. Well, I like to call this show.
Plus, I'm in charge of all the sound effects, so we're going to play whatever I play on the Spike and Mike.
All right. These next two topics here are kind of be really thought-provoking, and I want you guys to, you know, give me, of course, your resistant fighters' opinion on this. This first topic I like to call membership has its privileges.
Membership has its privileges.
All right. You know, with the COVID going around all over the United States and the world, you know, there's a lot of people who are doing mandates on their companies and businesses. Like, how do you guys feel about those mandates? And I'll start out with you. Billy, how you feel about the mandates?
I don't have any problem with them. It was mandated that I got all of my vaccines when I was in elementary school. I don't have a problem with those mandates.
Yes?
It's a private business. They can do whatever they want to
do. PWs?
I have absolutely no problem with any kind of mandate that helps out the health of everybody.
And voice of reason?
Sorry, but there's so many people out there that won't get vaccinated that it has to be done.
Right. And Smuts?
I'm guessing from the topic membership has its privileges, you're going to say that, you know, Congress doesn't have to be vaccinated, yet that's, you know, they're passing the laws that will need to have them. So there is no requirement because you're a member of Congress. You do not have to have a vaccination.
That didn't answer how you feel about it.
I think that everyone, it's a personal choice in a sense. I personally, do I take a mandate? No. I mean, we were told by Fauci and Biden and everyone else just 3 months ago that no vaccine mandates will not be there. Now they're going to make them personally. And again, you're talking to someone who has been vaccinated, so I don't care. But mandate is tough.
All right. Speaking of local government overreach, and I don't know if I'm how I feel about this. I'm going both ways on this. Well, there was a Missouri cafe.
You've always gone both ways.
Yes, really. There was a Missouri.
Heard cafe. That about him too.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get that Oscar somehow. I'm sorry.
Hey, no, there's no rules in Key West at 2 in the morning, man. I'm just saying.
Whoa. Sorry. Get back in the car, y'all. Get back
in the car. I'm cutting back that far.
There's a Missouri cafe that had been closed down by the government because they would not adhere or obey, whichever them heeds and obeys are, with the county mandates. So their food license was taken away for a minute. And then Missouri cafe owner, who must have watched Perry Mason or some kind of lawyer show, what they did was, and imagine how you feel about it, they turned this cafe into a private club where only the membership is $1 to be a member of this private club. And in this club, they had a sign that says, this cafe is not open to the public and our authorities come from God, not the Missouri government.
No.
Yeah.
Missouri Health
Good
Department.
Good old God.
Now, question about that. Do you guys think that they have a right to do that? And what Gasman, you kind of alluded to private citizens or private companies.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wait, now, so what's your opinion on that?
I don't see it's any different than the Elks Lodge or the Moose Lodge. We have to be a member to get in there. I don't see what the difference is.
Right,
Good.
Well, I was just going to say they're trying to get around the mask mandate or whatever that they have to have for restaurants. But making it a private club doesn't mean they're not still serving food. They're still serving the public.
Because serving food is a conduit to getting the virus. So.
I don't think it is. But if that's the, you know, if places, restaurants, it's still a restaurant. Even if it's a members only restaurant, it's still a restaurant. So right. They have to follow
They still
whatever
have to wear a hairnet in the,
right.
in the kitchen.
Oh, I gotcha.
And so then they would have to follow whatever rules restaurants follow. It really depends on how the mandate is written, honestly.
Man. Okay, so yeah, PW, you mentioned something that I didn't think about. A private club still have to wear a hairnet?
I don't know. I totally made that up.
Okay. Voice of reason?
Well, I guess there's a lot of new My Body, My Choice people out there.
Yeah, this lady who owns this restaurant that turned into a private.
Yeah, I mean, Kamala and many women who are against abortion, My Body, My Choice. But yet it's not people's body, their choice when it comes down to vaccines.
Yeah, so many duplicitous people out there.
Ooh, big A word of the day, duplicitous. That means
Yeah. Two of them.
That means Steve is in the middle of the road.
If it goes against you and for me, I'm for it. If it goes against me and for you, I'm
against it. Oh, well, but here's what happened. And this is why I said something about government overreach. I don't know how the resistance fighters panel feel about this private thing. They should be able to do what they want. I kind of believe if it's a private membership only club, if they want to walk around in there buck naked with no mask, I kind of believe they should. But
we have the nudist clubs here in the local Tampa Bay area.
Sure. Caliente, baby. I did 3 5Ks there. Great place.
Do you have to wear a mask in there?
Not if you don't want to, no.
I don't know.
That'll be kind of
you don't have to wear clothes either. It's clothing optional.
Loincloth is optional. Yes.
You know where I'd wear my mask.
Yeah, really. Well, the land is plain. The government still went in there and closed that private membership only club food place down, saying that this little circumvent thing you're trying to do is not working.
Sounds like prohibition.
Yeah, a lot like prohibition.
Yeah. Where they prohibited things.
Oh, all right. So if we go up there and petition in Missouri, PW, what side would you be for the public, for the private club, or for the government?
I'm not sure I even understand that choice.
Okay, Billy, would you be for the private club or for the government?
I would be for whatever was the most helpful for public health.
Okay, gas man.
I'm for the private club. Get the government.
Nice.
My draw.
Yeah. Okay. You stuck in some lava. Your phone is acting. Or your sister is dragging up.
Acted up in a very beautiful way.
Well, if it's a law, you'd have to obey it. That's all there is to it. If they've got a regulation that you have to go along with their regs, that you have to go along with it.
And Smiles, you always follow the law, so you follow that too.
Why?
Got to break up again?
Yeah, but that's the thing. People are out there. I mean, it's like the communist China. You know, they pass things that are in the interest of the government as opposed to the people. America is founded by the people, supposed to be. It's a representative of the people, though these people are not. So. I think there is. If you had that right to a private club, which we've seen, you may as well.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm flip flopping on this, but I'm kind of thinking as a private club, they should be able to do private things, even though it may be at the.
You know what? I mean, and for all those people who say, like, guess what? If the vaccine or if the disease is so deadly, you'll kill them and it'll thin out the people. So you should be happy.
You know how I feel.
The problem with that is innocent people get thinned out.
True. They're in their private club.
But they don't live there.
No, not in the private club, but the people that can't get into an ICU because they had a heart attack kind of thing.
Yeah, and the people in the private club infect each other and then go out into the world.
And we all know how true that story was with the ivermectin in Oklahoma, too. Let's just go ahead and throw all that stuff out. That was not even near true. So let's just go ahead and just start scaring people on everything else that's out there.
What happened in Oklahoma?
Oh no, it was a thing that all the liberal news channels like MSNBC,
tell me what happened.
CNN,
did it? Just tell me. What
happened.
Just after Joe Rogan.
No, nobody else. Just the liberals.
After Joe Rogan.
Let him talk.
Never mind.
Okay. you're not gonna tell the story.
No, I was gonna tell you, but you want to talk over me? So that's fine.
Because you can't.
You want to hear it or not?
We want to know.
We want to talk over everything.
That's fine.
Want to spend it one way, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we just want to hear what happened. Not
when Joe Rogan came down with COVID,
correct?
And he said he took some drug that worked, and then but it's a horse tranquilizing drug or something along those lines.
Right.
And then a medical professional then said, "Oh, we're having an influx of people who have taken this drug, and that's what they're holding up rooms." It turned out it wasn't true.
What part wasn't true?
The people were in the hospital because of that drug.
Oh, okay.
So
I did hear this story. I know that that's not true, that it wasn't like this. It didn't create a pandemic of people that overdose on ivermectin.
Except it was like the head story on basically three cable news networks for 2 days.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. That's fine. See, you bitching about the media that did it. I wouldn't know about the story.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Some of these numbers are blown out of proportion. And the fact is if you have it, it's insane when the reality is not equivalent to what is being reported.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still dangerous. Look, you don't want to sit here. That's fine. I've taken my vaccine. I have a mask with me that if someone is concerned, I'll put it on. That's the reality of it. But I mean, the reality is if you're so afraid, don't go out, stay in.
Just that easy. It's just that easy.
If you're afraid, don't go out.
I know. Just that easy. I got it. All right. And of course, the people who believe that. So I just think that the private club should be able to do it. And I hope I'm not flip flopping out on this, but let them with smarts, you know, let them all die. Even though they're going to affect other people, you know, let them die.
Well, Smuts is showing respect for other people and doing the right thing, even though he doesn't think that he should be. That should be.
I am not wearing a mask, but if someone is so hesitant and scared, I will put it on. But that will get and I will not revisit that location. I will not do it. And if you're that scared, you shouldn't be out there thinking. Then don't go out. You have the option not to go out, just like they do.
Listen, you said that five times. We understand that,
but you don't. This is not. This is America.
Yep.
So you can you do have individual freedoms. And we were just told by all these people over the last year that they would not institute mandates. Now they want to institute mandate. Why? To keep control of you. That's why.
Schmutz, you probably at some point in your life have changed your mind.
Of course.
Or facts change.
So the idea that they said at some time one thing and now they're saying something else, that happens all the time.
What did they base that fact on when they said it 6 months ago?
I don't believe they said that 6 months ago, but
I watched the news.
Under any circumstances, any mandates.
They said that based on the information they had at that time.
No, they said based on under any circumstances.
Right.
Yes. They did say that. Watch the news clip. Watch the news clip.
At that time, that's the information that they had. Right. That's why they said ever, because they had the information that this will never be a problem.
And are we better off now than we were a year ago?
Yes.
Okay. Then why are we going backwards?
We're not going backwards.
We are. If you're trying to institute this country is better off than it was a year ago.
Yes. Here, let me. Yes. Because last year, how many people were in the football stands?
None.
All right. How many were in there last night? More than none.
What stadium?
Yeah.
All of them.
60,000.
60,000 to 70,000.
So that seems to be better.
Yeah.
I'm stop right there. Let's just move on. That's better.
We should mandate they shouldn't go. You can't go. Mandate it.
What the? Okay. All right. So.
And why is it all of a sudden football season that it's the issue? People have been going to hockey games since, you know, since January or February. They were going to basketball games. They were going to baseball games all summer. Why is it all of a sudden football that is the issue?
Because last year when the Lightning won the rain thing, they did it in a bubble.
No, they didn't. It was a sold out Amalie Arena just 3 months ago.
When I say last year, the last season.
Okay. Well, I'm talking, why are we going backwards from 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Because it wasn't football season then.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, now let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
I'm sorry. Steve, please. Something.
I'd just like to say that all the people that aren't out, that sneer at people wearing masks, that there are about 6 million people out there that have lost relatives to COVID. And maybe they're just showing the respect by wearing a mask into Home Depot or into a grocery store.
Yeah, I respect people's thoughts. That's fine. I don't
sneer at them, please.
I'm not sneering.
I don't think anybody on the show is sneering at anybody.
And I see people sneer at me.
You have your mask on?
No, I don't have it on now, but I'm at home. But if I'm home at Home Depot, I've seen people sneering at me.
But all right, so all right. If you are fearful of it, why are you going to Home Depot?
Do what Smart said. If you fear of it, do one thing. Stay home. That's what Smart said.
If you fear it. I mean, if you feel like wearing a mask or whatever and you're safe and protected, you're vaccinated, then go out. I mean,
he's not saying that he's fearful. He's just saying that other people are sneering at him for wearing a mask.
I actually bravely stood there and got a needle put into my arm. So I'm not fearful, obviously.
Right.
So to say I'm afraid is totally wrong. I got vaccinated. That's the ultimate bravery to a lot of people.
Well, sure. And I know a couple people who have been taking a needle and had a heart attack 2 weeks later. So
and just died.
I can't see how like going, all right, we're going to mandate it. So basically you can mandate a person to death if that person has an issue. And that's what an issue. That's the problem with the mandate because you don't know. And if finally the Pfizer got accepted by the FDA, but the other two have not been done it yet. So
is that a problem to you?
I know a person that had chicken soup and then 2 days later died.
I had the Johnson & Johnson. So, I mean, it's not a problem to me, but I can understand why it's a problem to someone else. Because I can understand why it's a problem to someone else.
You're right. But so you're saying because I'm so fearful, I shouldn't put on a mask and go to Home Depot.
Nobody said that.
He did. He said stay home.
That's what he said. If I'm afraid,
Stay home. He didn't say he shouldn't put on a mask.
The whole sentence was
that's a good idea, I guess. And I do stay home a lot.
There you go.
You have to take off the mask to have a sip of the Miller Lite too.
Yes, it's true.
Serious. All right, I was going to continue this, but let's go ahead and talk about topic changing music.
All right, here we go with another topic. It's called talking into a glass to sound different.
All right, this is another what do you think topic. I like to call it what do you think.
What do you think?
And this also is another personal I think, you think, let's all think. All right, so I'm going to ask you resistance fighters, what do you think is the appropriate number of people to be offended where you have to change your name or something? An example. So like the Washington football team,
right?
Something happened where where they changed their names
from Redskins
to somebody else.
No, from Redskins to Washington football.
Right. But they're going to change it to something else. I know they already said it. They have a list of these names. It's like Red.
But you're asking about what it took for them to change their name.
Yeah, I was asking, do you guys think that there's a number to make people change their names? And the answer is, I guess, yes, because they're doing it. Well, here's a story I want to say.
Well, society does have, I mean, it's as little as 5 or 10%. We saw that last summer. Yeah. Many times it's the vocal minority, which creates change, wheel. Which is fine.
Right. So that's what I wanted to say. So like you say, the local minority or the vocal
minority.
Yeah, not local. The vocal minority can fuss enough to make you change a name, because there's a popular ski resort in Tahoe called there's been this name for 7 decades. It's called Lake Squaw Valley Ski Resort.
Squaw Valley, yes.
Yeah. Squaw Valley. Well, the officials are now changing the name after the ownership did some research and found out that the word squaw is
derogatory towards Indians. Yes,
derogatory and offensive slur. Now, they decided they're going to change the name. When I was reading the story, I was thinking, like, if they're going to change the name, who's going to pay for the price? Who should pay for them changing the name? Voice? Who do you think should change the name? I'm paying for the price of them to change the name because a vocal minority decided that.
Are you talking about because it's a city or because it's a ski lift, a private ski lift, because Squaw Valley is I think actually the name of a city, I believe, out that way.
I have no idea. I just know Squaw Valley Ski Resort is they're changing the name of it in Lake Tahoe. So
it's not in Lake Tahoe. It's in Olympic Valley, California.
Okay.
I don't know what that part is. True. Where's Lake Tahoe?
I think should be paid for by the all the Native American princesses should put their pool their money together and pay
all them. the bingo and cigarette numbers that they're getting.
There we go. There's plenty, yeah. There's some money there, just like a 1% tax on that.
Sure.
Why so the question is, this vocal minority made them change the name, and right. If they want to do it, they should do it. Who should pay for the changing of the name? Should it be the local vocal minority, or should it be the owners of the ski valley?
All right, here's the thing. How did they make them change the name? They didn't make them. They complained about the name, yeah. and then the people decided to change it. Nobody made them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Squaw Valley was an actual Olympic site, and it is near Lake Tahoe. But is it a state city slash thing that is changing it, or is it private ownership that is changing it? If it's private ownership, then they should be entitled, or they should have to do it because if they feel it's better for their business, then that's fine. But if it's state, then I guess it's the people of the state of California.
Okay, again, maybe I'm confused. Where in the hell is Lake Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe is on the border of Nevada and California. And in about 2 hours to the west of Sacramento.
Oh, I always thought Tahoe was in...
Or Lake east, excuse Tahoe. Me, east of Sacramento.
Billy, you want to go ahead and update us on this?
That's correct. Exactly what he said for the location.
Oh, okay. Now, so I was saying... If you are offended by it, and again, I guess the owners, like Pete, like Smart said, if it helps your business, I guess you should do the paying for it to make a change, right?
Well, they feel, yeah, if they feel, why are they changing it? Are they changing it because they think a
ownership? Ownership, sorry, there's that. I don't know where they heard it. This damn thing been there for 70 years,
right?
7 decades. So right. In operation. So I guess. This majority that you
and how do you change the Olympic records? You know, for anything with all the Winter Olympics that were held there,
You don't change that.
You never change that.
No,
I think it only held the Olympics once in 1960.
Right.
Okay, so he was the fastest skier in 1960 down Squat Mountain.
Squat Mountain. Yeah. Is that what they're changing it to? Squat Mountain?
Squat Mountain. Yeah. All right. Then I'm all in favor of it. Yeah.
Oh, what are people who have to take a dump? Are they offended?
And with that being said, Washington football team is changing their name because of that vocal minority. As what's that guy going to say? I keep saying that.
Right.
Daniel Snyder.
But they don't have to change that name.
So it's
nobody's forcing them to do it. They're deciding because of public opinion to change it.
Okay, so ownership is the one that's responsible for the cost.
Totally, yeah. The people deciding to change
correct.
It.
Correct. Yeah. But he's also going to sell a ton of new merchandise once they get the new name, too. So
correct. Oh. It's probably a good thing for that. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It costs money for them to change everything, but just like Schmatz said, they're going to send a ton of new merchandising. Yeah. And the old merchandising is going to be collectible.
Yes, it will be.
I guess Squaw.
I've got to hand it to you, Schmatz. You came up with a brand new one.
Squat Valley? For Squat Mountain?
Yeah, excuse me. I've got to go to Squat Mountain.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is that a new pooping euphemism?
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry. I'm on my way to Squat Mountain.
Yeah.
So with
guys, can you wait? I got to go to Squat Mountain.
Squat Mountain.
So to tie this in together with it, is FSU going to ever have the loud people make them change their name? And Bass Man, you're FSUian. FSU fan, what do you think? Or Billy?
I doubt it because they have the blessing of the Seminole tribe.
Yeah.
They still have people that protest the name still. But they have the blessing of the, and every time it comes up and every time it gets into the news, they always go back to the tribe and they have their blessing.
Honestly, the Seminoles, I mean, that's the name of a tribe. It's not some slang redskin or whatever. It's not derogatory. It's the name of a tribe. But
I'm Irish and I'm not offended by the fighting chant, Irish.
The chant people have a problem with because it goes through, but if the Seminoles don't have a problem with it, then what do we care?
The right? tomahawk chop chant, people have a problem with that. Right. And some people have a problem with the depiction of like a warrior instead of just a Seminole Indian, that it's actually like a fighting Indian or something like that. That it's
I could imagine, right? What would you do with him? Would you grab a guy who's in the president of the Seminole tribe and have him in a tie and out there?
I'm not saying they need to change it, but
at the beginning of each game, an Indian rides out on a horse, hops off the horse, and then plants some corn in the middle of the field.
Right. Oh my God, right. Corn.
So keeping it going, Gas Man, you
at least you didn't say tobacco, so there you go. Good. There he is.
The goodness of maize.
Maize.
I'm hoping he was going to say cotton. That really would have.
That's a different team. Man. Mississippi. No,
that's the historical the HBCUs.
Yeah, seriously. But Gasman, I want to get your opinion on this because you like an odd you odd about this thing because you like the Seminoles and you like Duke.
Both. Why is it odd?
That's like Florida's and liking Florida State. That they just don't go together.
Or it's like Florida liking any other SEC school.
Oklahoma and Texas. No.
I hate that. That Florida State and Duke just because they're same conference. You should appreciate that because the SEC, you all love each other.
Florida State wasn't always ACC. Florida State was independent for years. They only joined the ACC years ago.
They got nothing to do.
And I'm born in North Carolina, so I'm a natural Duke fan.
So
do what now?
Do you think that Duke will ever be troubled because their names are Devils, right?
The Blue Devils. No, it's not even a real thing.
They're not actual Blue Devils. Blue Devils. Thing. Yeah.
Would it be bad if they were the Red Devils?
Oh, you're right. It's not a real.
Would it be bad if they were the Red Devils?
If it was the Red Devils and the mascot was an Indian, then maybe yes. But if it was just a Red Devil, no, nobody's going to. Or a Blue Devil. Nobody cares. That's not representing an actual people.
But him.
Unless you're one of these religious people that you're promoting the devil, so you have to change it.
Now you're
not even a real thing.
But a bunch of Satanists.
So we're not even recognized as being real.
How about the Florida Gators? You know, I mean, rednecks ought to be upset about that.
Why?
It's disrespect. It's disrespectful to alligators.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful to alligators.
Exactly.
Well,
alligators are great creatures that do good for the environment.
Absolutely.
What is it, Florida?
And they have tasty tails.
Nobody will acknowledge us as being real.
Say that again, voice.
So nobody will even acknowledge us as being real.
Who is us?
Red Devils.
What the hell are you talking about? Wait a minute. Wait, I thought we were talking about the Florida Gators.
Did he put a red light on his face
his
face look
he
redder?
He did somehow, yeah.
I couldn't believe the voice had that kind of technology.
I missed that visual.
Now he's a Blue Devil.
He's a Blue Devil. Oh, okay.
Guy. I see.
He's a normal devil. Yeah.
You need the horns.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, my point about it, I was just saying that, you know, we're in this cancel culture, wake world, and all kind of things where somebody can cuss and fuss enough where the people upstairs will say, okay, you win, we're going to take the name down. And I guess Squaw Chalk City or Lake Tahoe people decided to do that.
Squaw Chalk City?
Oh, okay. I got that wrong, obviously.
Valley. There must be some place named
According to... Oh, did I lose it? I had it. According to Wikipedia... Oh, no, it's not even named after the town. It's just that's the name of the resort, and they're now called Palisades Tahoe.
Right, but to finish what I was saying, somebody fussed and cussed to have Squaw Valley Ski Resort name removed, and they changed it to
Palisades Tahoe.
And now all those people there that were fussing and cussing, they just said okay, and they went back home, and they all good to go. They say, "Well, problem solved." kind of like the people that snatching down statues. Take this down. They take the statue down, and then they just go home and go about their business.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a dog chasing a car. What are you going to do if you catch it? No.
Yeah, they never go that far.
He's got to let it go eventually.
Yeah, you just let it go. You don't chase it anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
have you ever had a dog come barking at you and you don't run? And when it catches up to you, the dog don't know what to do. They're used to you running away.
Yeah.
So when the dog comes charging at you and you don't run, they just kind of stop. They start barking because they don't know what to do.
That ain't what I'm
It disrupts about. Them because they're expecting you to run. And when you don't run, they come and they don't know what to do. Mm. Yeah, it's hilarious. So it's kind of the same thing.
All right. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do a topic change in music.
I sincerely cannot imagine what the next topic is on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Actually, I didn't check the clock. We don't have that much time left. But you guys ever heard of, I'm going to call this Mandela Effect?
Mandela Effect?
Yep, I have.
Mandela Effect is, I guess, when you think you see something all these years and it ends up not being true. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do
When you hear a story one way and you think it has happened one way, but it really didn't happen a different way. Something like that.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you guys like five Mandela effects and get your opinion on that.
Okay.
And I wish I could have, I figure somehow I can have it where you guys won't cheat off each other's answers.
It's Mandela, like Nelson Mandela?
Yeah, because there was a rumor that he was dead all these years and it wasn't true. So it's the Mandela effect.
Okay.
And it's a simple thing. You guys just tell me.
It's easy. I'll just tune it out for a little while.
Yeah. Okay. Right. The first one. You guys know what Looney? You guys seen the logo for Looney Tunes, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. Do you think it's spelled Looney Tunes and the N is T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S? And I ask you for P-W.
It's T-O-O-N-S.
All right, Billy.
T-U-N-E-S.
Gas Man?
T-O-O-N-S, like Looney Cartoons.
All right, Smots? Oh, you guessed.
According to the TV shows, it was T-U-N-E-S.
All right, and Voice of Reason?
T-double-O, I think.
All right, okay.
Mandela effect on me.
the true answer to that is it was T-U-N-E-S. So that goes out with Smots. And Billy, and we'll fly through this real quick. Next one, Curious George. Everybody knows about Curious George, right?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Does he have a tail or not? And I'll start with you, Billy. Does he have a tail or not? Mm-hmm. Curious George the monkey.
Yes.
All right. I don't remember.
No, a little nub of a tail, but not a tail in the general sense.
Mott?
Well, it would be a tail because, I mean, we remember the movie with George Costanza. He had his little nub, and it was called a tail. So, yes, he has a tail.
All right. Voice of Reason?
I'm going to say yes, a tail.
All right. PWs?
Tail.
And I actually do think it's curly, a longer curly tail.
Yeah,
me too.
Well, the only person to get a point on that one is the world famous Gas Man because Curious George does not have a tail. Everybody think he does.
Man.
Right. Wow. I'm too down on the Mandela thing.
Well, you know, the Gas Man has a very smooth ass as well.
Sure, I do. Really do.
Right.
He also has a really awesome t-shirt on, by the way.
He does.
This is for all you Star Trekian people real fast.
All right.
CP3PO. Is it 3CP3PO?
3CP3PO.
And it's Star Wars and not Star Trek.
Yeah. So that dude there. Is he all gold? Is he partial gold? Or is he one-legged gold? Well, I just want to. Is he one-legged gold or is he all gold? I start out with you, Gas Man.
I'm a Star Wars nerd and he's partial gold.
All right, Smots?
Well, he's all gold, but there is like, you can see like black where the hole the stomach and the wires and all that stuff.
The middle part is almost
there. In the early ones, and the later ones, they've completed them.
Voice of Reason?
Totally gold.
All right. PWs?
He's got one silver-colored leg.
All right. And what's it, Billy?
I all gold is what I want to say.
All gold. All right. Well, the answer to that question, and to be right, is that C-3PO, he has a right silver leg.
Leg. Yeah.
He has a right silver leg. So
three for three.
Fight for PW. That's it. So, Voice of Reason, you got none at all.
I got nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm very not culturally savvy.
Yeah.
Mandela effect.
You're right. It's Mandela effect. So now, since we don't have time for one more.
Yes.
And Hannibal Lecter. You guys know who he is right there?
Yeah.
What is his favorite saying? Good morning or hello, Clarice? And I'll start out with you, Smots.
What's his famous saying?
Yes. Hello, Clarice, or good morning? Go with hello. And Voice of Reason?
Yeah, Clarice.
All right. PW.
Clarice.
Wait, the choice is hello or good morning.
Hello, Clarice, or good morning. Yes. Billy?
Is it good morning, Clarice, or hello? Is it the two things? Or
two things are hello, Clarice.
Or
good morning.
Just good morning.
Hello, Clarice.
Yeah. All right, Gas Man?
Hello, Clarice.
That's it. Well, the winner of this whole thing is going to be the Gas Man, because all y'all were wrong. His famous saying is just good morning. Go back and check it. Mandela effect is in effect.
Wait a minute. If nobody knows it and everybody knows the other one, how can that be a famous saying?
That's true.
It's called Mandela effect. That's the one.
But the famous one is the one everyone remembers.
Gas Man wins with 2 squats. 2 points. Billy has one.
Yeah.
Billy has one. Smots has one. And
yeah, and Schmots just texted a picture of C-3PO, and he's all gold. So yes. I've seen pictures where he's all gold or he has one silver leg. Both.
Yes.
There are actually two different versions of him. Actually, somebody's part gold, and somebody's one is not gold.
Yeah. Well, the information that I received on it says that everybody thinks he's all gold when in fact he has a leg that got.
I am literally looking at a picture from the first movie, and he's all gold.
He's all gold in the first movie, and then he becomes damaged, and then when they put him back together, he has a silver leg. So it's kind of both of them. Right, in the original movie, he's all gold in the original movie.
Good day, sir.
Well, I've only seen the original movie.
Okay, well, everybody go up a point.
Ladies and gentlemen, another Spike on the Mic game show.
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
Oh, I'll do this. I'll give PW has 2, Billy has 2, Gas Man has 3.
3.
Yeah!
Winning.
And Voice of Reason, you got 1 because they did research on that.
Default.
By default. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, was the Mandela effect. I had some.
That's only 4.
Willem.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, well.
Wylome.
What?
We're big. Word of the day.
I've got one for you. Did Spike actually say 5 questions or?
Wylome.
All right. Okay. Right. Did Snow White say mirror, mirror on the wall, or did you just say magic mirror on the wall?
Magic mirror.
All right. Since you want to play magic, what'd you say, PW?
Mirror, mirror.
All right. Billy?
Magic mirror.
No.
Magic Gas Man?
Mirror, mirror.
And then Smots?
Magic mirror. Is it 8:08 p.m. yet?
Is it, magic mirror is the answer. So now everybody else go up a point and everybody tied. Now, except for Voice of Reason, he has 3. He has 2. Everybody else has 3.
So all right.
Everybody
happy. As long as Steve loses, I'm happy.
No, I think it should default to the smartest person here.
Hey.
Wylem.
Smots.
That is it. That is the word of the day, and that means former.
Used to be.
That's all I got.
All right. Used to be. All right.
Former.
I thought I knew it.
But that's a little bit past. Unfair because that's an archaic word that's not even in use anymore.
What's the definition? I missed it.
So am I.
How did it become? It's former. Former. How does a word become archaic and don't be used anymore?
It just falls out of use.
It looks like me.
So they stop saying fat woman. Just big bone. Hey, so maybe.
Well, nobody says Rubenesque anymore that much.
Or Ethel.
Ethel?
You never heard a woman named Ethel anymore, right?
I don't think so.
All right, listen.
All right.
We blow through the show so you guys don't get to tell me what's stuck.
Oh, no.
Why not? Okay. We can do it really quick.
All right, what's stuck? Real quick, Billy.
Ethel.
W.
God runs my private club.
Gas man.
Wylam.
And voice of reason.
Squat mountain.
Squat mountain.
Yeah. Guys, get it. One.
So you 30 got, seconds got, left.
You have like 20 seconds left.
Well, let's just ignore
is
the
your clock off?
Seconds. Yeah.
Matt, did you do a final
he's
one?
Trying to,
he
Spike's
didn't do it.
Yeah, Spike's, what's done? Right. Spike's trying to get out of here early so he can go watch the Death Star on his opening tonight.
We're good.
Two, three.